there was this bodybuilder that within the last few years, he was a very famous bodybuilder. I think he was a teacher. He had a company. He has his own gym, like a gym company business. He's wealthy, and he's highly respected. And he got set up with a studio and started his own little YouTube channel where he would just ream and rail against the government. He'd call the government stupid. He would explain why. He'd use swear words and profanities to do it. It was, imagine Rush Limbaugh swearing on YouTube and shouting like Hannity. Just really getting under people's skin after he had been accomplished as a bodybuilder. I know Rush Limbaugh as a bodybuilder. It's hard to imagine. And then Rush Limbaugh does not swear. He does not use profanities. But he doesn't go into blamer mode. But this guy was outright entertaining because people loved to hear someone who had already achieved results in his life. It personally and in business, someone who had his life together, suddenly decide to go after politics and critique the stupidity in Taiwanese politics that everyone in Taiwan knows is stupid, and to do so in an unorthodox way. So, I remember there was one guy who was one of those... kind of pseudo independent journalist type thinkers, you know, like they think that they're objective. They think of themselves as objective. He leaned a little bit liberal. Rush Limbaugh was in his early days and people told this guy that Limbaugh was bad. And finally he listened to Limbaugh's show and he said, I didn't hear an angry man. I heard a happy chuckle guy poking holes in sacred cows. And having fun doing it. And an audience that enjoyed listening to him do it. So this guy's in Taiwan, this bodybuilder guy, has been doing this. And he's been complaining about this stuff that all the Taiwanese have hated for so long. So much establishment stuff. So much ancient China, which I kind of described yesterday, as it collides with Western free thinking. I don't know if you know this. This is a thing. ABCs, American-born Chinese. They go to America and they have their parents that are part of this old oppressive culture that I described yesterday. But then they've got freedom and exercise and self-exploration at school. And then they go home and their parents don't have that. And it's this major culture clash. And I've always been saying week after week, podcast after podcast, that ancient Confucianism, it comes from Confucianism. It was instituted culture. You shall have this culture because we said, okay, it's like that. And that culture that they consider Chinese, it is Chinese tradition, Chinese culture. Well, there's a lot more to Chinese culture than oppression, I hope. But they marry themselves to that. And if you throw out the bad, they want to throw out the good and blame it on you also. And you've got to choose between that and freedom, progress, innovation, which come as a package. And they don't want to be that way. They want to keep their old culture and then have innovation. Well, you know where that leads you? China stealing technology from its manufacturing customers. So they call it forced technology transfer or something, or that's what America calls it. So it's no, because China can't innovate because they're too married to that ancient culture. Well, that culture was still in Taiwan, even though it's opened up, it's become a democracy, that culture's going away. Well, that culture's responsible for a government that doesn't know what the beep it's doing. So this bodybuilder guy comes along a few years ago. He's mad as heck, and he's not going to take it anymore, as Howard Beale said in the TV, in the movie The Network from, was that the 60s, George? Hey, you didn't get back to me yet on whether it's copyrighted or copywritten for the past tense. Well, No. I'm not going to use my own ideas for that. You've got... No, you've got work to go do. No more interruptions. Sorry. The official podcast observer is still new, even after 7 years. Well, even after... Goodness, he's... No, I fired the old George back 12 years ago. That's right. So he's after 12 years, he's still new. Can you imagine someone like that? Well, I know some countries that have a long time that they go through and they have no learning curve. So in Taiwan, this guy comes along and he starts going after the stupidity in Taiwan's government. All right. Now, this week, I believe it would have been Friday. Someone shot him. So within the last week, someone went up to him and shot him three times, went through his arm, went into his leg, somehow, in so many words, shattered his leg bone. He's fine. He'll recover because of his massive bodybuilding and the strength. I mean, this guy must be 50, 60 years old and still at it. I suppose he could be 40, but to his credit, this guy's old and freaking healthy. And because of his body health and strength, the bullet didn't really mess him up. The doctors worked him over. He will not be able to do the ultra heavy, ultra strong bodybuilding as before, but he will be able to go back to bodybuilding and he will be just fine. Now, I'm very suspect. The Taiwanese asked me, what do you think about this? I said, what I think is that the police, Taiwan's government, should investigate the shooter. They caught the shooter, of course. Yeah, someone shot this bodybuilder guy I've been talking about today. Just think about that. He gets politically involved and all of a sudden gets shot. I said, Taiwan's government should investigate the shooter for connections to politically tied mafia, specifically the old political establishment that claims to own all of China and was trying to sell Taiwan out to China and was trying to buy F-16s while at the same time develop secret trade talks with China where nobody would know what they were talking about trade with, while at the same time trying to buy F-16s from America. That old political party, the KMT Nationalist Party, started by Chiang Kai-shek. Well, commandeered by Chiang Kai-shek. It was started by Sun Yat-sen. No, Dr. Sun Yat-sen founded China as we know it over 100 years ago, just over. He ended The Last Emperor. There's a movie, The Last Emperor. Dr. Sun came along and shut down the old China emperor. And the communists and the Taiwanese were all one people back then. And later on, there was a revolution, 1948, 49-ish. And it's been going on 70 years. And so, that was Dr. Sun. Well, Chiang Kai-shek took over the party, the nationalist party that Dr. Sun founded, and just utterly destroyed it. Just utterly, utterly destroyed. Like Democrats took over the party Jackson founded. Like Republicans took over the party Lincoln founded. The Republicans. Jackson founded the Democrats. So this commandeered party is corrupt, has lots of sketchy deals. And they've got ties to mafia. There's been photographs of this. I remember hearing it from the Sunflower students back in 2014. And I think that an old political establishment crime machine in cahoots with mainland China was responsible, or could have been. They should look at this for shooting this guy for one reason alone: motive. There's no one else with a motive. There's no one else with a motive. So I don't know. That's the latest thing. No, it's a big deal. It's all over the news in Taiwan. It wasn't much in Western newspapers at all. Even Taiwan's English newspapers didn't really say much about it. So at the times, I linked it in Chinese. Well, I guess for me, the takeaway is that with all this bodybuilding I'm going into, I guess it's easy to see that I'll be headed for politics. Love you. From Taiwan. See you next week.